This is Ian Plessid at Littlehampton Town. This is the FA VAR's first round. The full-time score today after extra time was Littlehampton Town 4, Guildford City 2. That doesn't tell a lot of the picture. I'm here with manager Kev Rayner. They battled so hard and I think if some decisions went our way, I don't think we'll be talking about a defeat today.
No, certainly didn't deserve to lose the game. I thought in 90 minutes, you know, sloppy at the start, first 15, but other than that, we absolutely dominated the game, particularly second half, camped in their half. We certainly, I would have thought that's one of the toughest games they've had this season. They certainly, possession-wise and territory-wise, you know, he's absolutely, literally, must have spent 40 out of the 45 minutes in their half, basically. So, you know, deservedly got ourselves level. I mean, the ref gives them a really soft decision. Binion said to them, if you're going to give that, you should be giving 7 or 8 a game. But, you know, it's really soft. It made us work hard, even harder. We got ourselves level, and unfortunate that we've just given a soft goal away in extra time just before the break, and going for it just got caught out the sort of last seconds for the fourth goal for them.
I thought, now, when they went 1-0 down, it looked a bit shaky for a minute, and then, like, Joseph scored that great goal, and we never looked back for the rest of the game, and I thought everyone kept their heads held high through the entire game, and did Guildford proud?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, anyone watching the game, you know, Littlehampton were clinging on at the end for dear life. It's unfortunate we scored so late to go. Otherwise, you know, we equalised 2-2 and about 2 or 3 minutes ago. Otherwise, I think if we'd have had 10 minutes ago, we'd have won the game comfortably, but they were clinging on. Fair play to them. They got a little bit of momentum going into the break, and it's really the only chance I had at first period of extra time they scored from, which was a bit scrappy goal. Ante seemed to lose the flight of the ball in the light as well, and you know, that's right, happened. But we pushed hard again. Chances dropped. The ball just wouldn't drop for us. You know, we've had some real poor decisions not go for us. When, I mean, Anthony Baker in the box has beat his player, had his shirt tugged, and the linesman thought he's tugged the shirt. I mean, you know, whether it's the lighting or what, I don't know, but it's an absolutely ridiculous situation. So, yeah.
We've lost, but you must be very encouraged of how everyone's playing at the moment, especially continuation from last week. It's disappointing to go out in the VARs, even after extra time. It must be quite heartbreaking. But they battled and they played so well, and like, it's continuation from Molesey. I think it's really going well.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, the last week, couple of weeks, we've built and got everyone we needed. Everyone's about, and everyone can go and enjoy their football for the rest of the season, certainly for the next month up to the new year. All the squads are fitting around, and we should be able to enjoy our games. That's what it's all about from now, you know, through the rest of the season, just enjoying the football, picking up plenty of points, and seeing how high we can finish.
Collierswood next week, and then I think week afterwards I think it's Hartley Whitney at home. As you were saying with the squad, I think we go into these games very confident, don't we?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, Collierswood would be a tough game, some young quick forwards we're aware of, and yeah, it'd be a tough game, but like you say, there's no reason to go into any game at the moment worrying about it. We've certainly got a squad good enough to do well, and yeah, I'm looking forward to the next few games, see what we can do.
Thanks so much for your thoughts, Kev. Thank you.
All right, cheers, eh?